Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to finish with what we were talking about, how they could maybe get memories that were, like, supposedly lost and be able to get those memories back. You know, I went to UCLA for my final year of medical school. Phenomenal. University. I started my medical training at UNR School of Medicine. Phenomenal as well. I love my medical school. But I'm pretty proud of what happened with this study because, you know, one of the devastating effects of Alzheimer's and dementia is when we don't remember. Now, I am hoping that some of my family members do lose some of the certain memories because they, you know, they know a lot of secrets, you know, that that my husband doesn't know and everybody else doesn't know. So I'm kind of hoping they lose some of those memories. But for most of us, we want our loved ones to remember things from the past. And I guess what is so earth-shattering about this latest study is we used to think that memories were kind of stored in synapses in the brain. Now, remember, synapses are the connecting points between the neurons. And these connecting points, these synapses that bridge these neurons, get destroyed in Alzheimer's and dementia. All right? And memory areas like the hippocampus, et cetera, parts of the brain, then later can't use their neurons to bring back memories. UCLA researchers, however, led by integrative biologist and neurobiologist Dr. David Glanzman, found evidence looking at a little bitty sea snail to suggest that the memory may not even be in the synapses at all to begin with. I don't know if I ever believed that they were in the actual synapses. I just thought they were just sitting there in the cells. I'm really amazed at how we can try to figure out where the memories come from. I think there's some sort of a database, like an iCloud, that God controls. And whenever we need to tap in on something, it's kind of like, you know, those phone operators in the past. You go, you know, I want to remember prom night, 1987. So then it goes up to heaven, and, you know, one of the angels is like, okay, she wants to remember prom night. Let's find that memory. Well, just get it together. We need to hurry. Well, you know what? Just give her the dress and that. All right. And then they throw that, and they, because, you know, if you think about it, every time you think back to a memory, it's kind of a little different each time you remember it. And then you start to add stuff to the memory. And a lot of the memory starts to reform and reform until finally you have a memory of something. One of my very best friends in medical school, Dr. Jeff Litzinger, he's a psychiatrist in that practices in L.A. I have all these memories in medical school, and I had such a good time. So I see him years later, and I go, remember this? He's like, I don't remember it that way. No, remember, it was like this, no. You changed the memory. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I didn't change the memory. Yeah, you did. I did not change the memory. It was like this. This is how it happened. Nope. You changed the memory. And I was like, what? He's like, what? I was like, what? Anyway, you know, that's, you do start to alter the memory. Okay. When I think back to my wedding day, do I really think back on how I looked? Right? Pimples, smudged nails, lopsided breasts, whatever? No. When I think back to my wedding day, I think back that I was, like, gorgeous and that there was light being emitted all over the place. You know, when I think back to our wedding night, I think I was angelic and ballerina-like and graceful. That's my memory. I don't even think I remember the wedding night. That's sad. All right. To my current husband. I'm joking. I've only been married once. Okay. All right. So anyway, so back to this. Okay. So anyway, so to better understanding how learning and memory work, the research team studied the aplysia or aplysia. It's a marine snail. And they studied a defensive response of the snail. It withdraws its gill to protect it from possible harm and the neurons that give rise to this response. So they chose the aplysia because it's something we can't pronounce, specifically because it has very large neurons and far fewer neurons than other animals, so they're easier to study. How the hell did they figure that out? But they did. The researchers administered several mild electric shocks to enhance the withdrawal response from this snail. The response lasts for several days after the shocks, meaning that the snail had stored the response in its long-term memory. The shocks also called serotonin, which is the feel-good hormone that was released by the snail's nervous system. Not that we care if a snail feels good, but, I mean, they have feelings. Dr. Glanzman found long-term memory to be a function of the growth of new synaptic connection. I know this is boring. Leave me alone. Caused by the release of serotonin in the nervous system. I'm reading this. No, I don't know this by heart. During the formation of, I'll talk about vaginal odor again. That I didn't have to read. Do you want me to go give you another dissertation on the different types? I'll do that. Then shut up and listen. During the formation of long-term memories, the brain is creating new proteins that are involved in the creation of new synapses. But if the process is interrupted, the proteins won't be synthesized. You see, I told you it was going to get exciting. And long-term memories won't be formed. However, if you inhibit the synthesis of proteins 24 hours after the memory is formed, the memory won't be disrupted. So I guess once the memory is formed and you temporarily stop, you know, the protein being made, it won't affect the long-term memory. And that's what happens in these snails. Now, what I think all this means is you get the snail to tell you what the hell you forgot. Apparently, they had the neurons in a petri dish, and they found that even when the memories disappeared, new synapses and new synaptic connections continued to form, although formed in snail pace. See? Snail pace. That was funny. That was funny, guys. You know, I don't even know why I waste my time. Yeah, they kept shocking the snail, and the snail had a gill. I don't know what the hell happened, but it was cool nonetheless. All right. Gotta go. Don't move. Bye. Hello? Hello?
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you got plenty of other choices out there. And the fact that you have exhausted all those other choices and still have the energy to listen to my show, I'm just honored, okay? Because I know most of you guys could just go to sleep. A lot of you guys are on your drive for the holiday, coming in, coming out. Glad you guys are doing that. Hope you're driving safely, and hopefully you find the show entertaining. Okay, I'm trying, guys. I'm really trying. Okay, I mean it's hard. I'm stuck with medical news. How are we supposed to make that entertaining? Okay, I mean you know you can't really make jokes about Ebola. It's Ebola for crying out loud. It's deadly. It's scary, but we try to make it work. All right. You can also find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can find us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app. Just look up Dr. Dahlia. That's me. I know, so pretty. Yeah, that was me. See, that's me. And Android, we have an app there, too. You could also, we have a GCN Live app. on your phone. You can listen to, I mean, if you thought the Dr. Dahlia show was good, I mean, you got to see my brothers and sisters on GCM. So they have good shows on there, too, for you to listen. And then, of course, iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio plays us 24/7. So you can definitely find us on iHeartRadio as well. All right? So, you know, we're starting to wind down the year, okay? And I cannot wait, you know, for 2015. And there's some health findings from 2014 that we kind of summarized on the Moore Show Las Vegas, Fox 5, a while back. And I thought I would share some of these with you as you kind of look back and we're like, okay, wow, you know, we did some pretty good stuff. So let's take a look at some of the highlights from 2014 when it came to health. Okay? No, highlights, things we're kind of proud of, okay? One was the national preterm rate hit a 17-year low, meaning we had less preemie babies. And, you know, preemie babies, unfortunately, are at huge risks of dying and never making it to infancy. And so, apparently, for a seventh consecutive year, we have dropped to a 17-year low now of 11.4% of all births. This was a figure from 2013 being released November 2014. All right? Apparently, March of Dimes characterized the results as promising, but still, we have a lot of work to do. If 11% of babies are born premature, that's still pretty scary. So, we still need to make sure that we, you know, change some of the risk factors that we can modify, like smoking during pregnancy, etc. But we're pretty proud of that. All right. Now, another thing we found in 2004 and talked about was bed sharing. Remember, there was the study in the journal Pediatrics saying we really need to stop sharing beds with our babies because of sleep-related deaths. How many of us have rolled over onto our kids? All right. We've all done it. And thank God we realized what we were doing. Well, when you do that, you suffocate them, okay? Especially when you're in a deep sleep. So no more sharing a bed with the kid. You could get one of those little, no, not commode. What are those called? Bassinets? Put a little bassinet next to your bed. I have a commode next to my bed. But put a bassinet there. Put the baby there. If you're breastfeeding, see, here was my problem. I never meant to sleep next to the baby. I would just be exhausted and kind of sleepwalking. You know, the baby would kind of wake up, so I'd grab the baby, breastfeed him, and then I would fall asleep while he was eating. And the second kid was a very noisy eater, so that kept me up. I mean, oh my gosh. I'm like, really? Dude. But the first one was really quiet about it. So I would fall asleep all the time, which is kind of scary. Let me see what else. Okay, it was a top risk factor for babies dying in bed. Older babies between 4 months and 1 year, pillows, blankets, things like that were a top risk factor. All right, not good news. Then they also found, excuse me, that many babies sleep in unsafe conditions. Okay, this was a big story that we had this year. And they said that more than half the parents in the U.S. put their babies into bed with a blankie or other loose bedding, etc. Now, luckily, we have stopped a lot of that. And since the 1990s, with all the information on SIDS, we've started to stop that. But you still have people put pillows and blankets, you know, and the soft toy type stuff. Also, many new parents were making a lot of car seat errors. We found out that 90% of moms, dads, and caregivers make a huge error when they install the baby's newborn car seat or how they position the baby within the seat when they leave the hospital after birth. Oh, I remember not knowing what to do. You know, you practice, right? We put the dog in the car seat, you know, and we didn't know what to do with the tail, so we had the dog's tail between the legs, and we put Mrs. Sush, and they're like, hi, Sushi. Sushi was like ticked. And we're like, no, we need to practice, and we, you know, put buckle, and Sushi was like, what? And Sushi was you know, kind of the size of like a big baby. And then I just decided to while the baby was there, hold on to the baby's car seat while it was in the restraint. So what I did is I threw my body over the car seat while my husband was driving us home. Yeah, and my husband's like, you're not going to sit next to me. I haven't seen you in a couple days. No, I need to protect the baby. So the baby was all buckled in, but I was over and protecting just in case the car rolled, which is stupid, by the way, because the last thing you need is your head hitting the baby. Anyway, so research has found that parents didn't know what to do. Medication errors. We had a lot of news this year on medication errors. They said every 8 minutes, a child under the age of 6 experienced a medication error when the patient was not in the doctor's office or the hospital, which meant, what are we doing at home? That's 200,000 children a year. We are messing up with their medications. And unfortunately, these kids are ending up in the ER. It could even be deadly. So we were aware that that was kind of stupid, you know, and we really need to get our poop together when it comes to that. There was also a study that showed that reactions to vaccines were rare. It was a review released by researchers with the RAND Corporation, looked at the enormous evidence that we have on the safety of vaccines, and they found that serious adverse reactions to 11 common vaccines usually given to kids under the age of 6 was rare. No link to autism. And I have to admit to you guys, I've never thought vaccines caused autism. I think a lot of things can be contributing to autism. I don't think vaccines were one of them. Do I think vaccines could have side effects? Absolutely. I think everything can have a side effect. All right. Are some of these moms who are claiming and screaming up one side, you know, the wall and doctor's office and down the other, that the vaccine hurt their baby? I believe that they know their baby. And if they think that something happened pre-vaccine and then post-vaccine, I think that still should be studied. Okay? I mean, moms know their infants. And true, they're not doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners and PAs, etc. But I mean, they're moms, and I can't tell you how many parents said something happened. All right. And they think that's, you know, well, whatever. But, you know, in my experience, vaccines are very, very safe. However, I still want to make sure that they are, you know, studying them and looking at the possible complications and figuring out ways to diminish the complications, if there are any, but it's rare, okay? Reading aloud is critical to our kids. We learned that the kids need to be read to. And we shouldn't really read to kids, and then the little buddy did this. I mean, we need to enunciate. We need to read and use grammar. But the kids, they get the emotional benefit. They get the literary benefit. And it helps to, you know, it really strengthens the bonds. And dads have to, big time. Autism rate is now 1 in 68. According to figures released by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 68 children in the United States have now been diagnosed with autism spectrum. I thought in boys it was even lower, like 1 in 56. This number is 30% higher than the previous national estimate. All right, so autism is going to be one of the big things studied as we go on into the medical future to figure out why so many. Is it the smog? Does it have anything to do with cell phones? Does it have anything to do with diet? Is it fibroids? That's something I've brought up. A lot of people who have autistic kids, I asked them, do they have fibroids? And many of them do. They had fibroids, and the baby, you know, just kind of had to work around the fibroid when the baby was in the, when the, you know, when the fetus was in the womb. That, to me, is interesting. Another study that came out saying that we should be using long-acting birth control for teens. All right? The IUDs or the implantable type of birth control should be the method of choice, they say, for teens because they're not remembering to take their daily pill. Okay? They also recommended, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, that these kids should be using condoms. And then we also studied about how later school start times would benefit teens. Teenagers like to stay up late, and they need to sleep in. Remember, as they go through puberty, all right, they're in the roaming. In the animal world, you're roaming and, you know, et cetera. So you're not designed to go to bed at 8:30 at night. Okay, but they need a lot of sleep and they're not getting it. So we talked about, you know, start times. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Took, singing lessons for a long extended period of time. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we got some breaking news in about 20 minutes ago that it looks like the movie The Interview will be playing in select movie theaters on Christmas. Okay, I have never seen so many people talk about a movie like this, and I understand how it is such a, you know, focal news point in terms of, you know, what's been going on with North Korea, and I have to admit, from Sony Pictures, that was a real daring move to do a movie about killing North Korea's Kim Jong-il. I mean, I was really amazed that would even be that they would, you know, not use a fictional character. But Sony got what they wanted. They got a lot of attention. Everybody's talking about Sony, etc. Well, when they decided that they weren't going to air the film for fear of retaliation or some sort of, I think terrorist threats or whatever, everybody said they backed down and there was wussies, etc. And even George Clooney got mad. Oh no, not George Clooney. So I guess now some of the theaters are going to air the interview. All right, that was the big breaking news story. Okay, the Alamo Draft House Theater in Texas confirmed today that it will be showing the film and another theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, according to Michael Linton, chairman and CEO of Sony Entertainment, he says, "We have never given up on releasing the interview, and we're excited our movie will be in a number of theaters on Christmas Day. At the same time, we are continuing our efforts to secure more platforms and more theaters so that this movie reaches the largest possible audience." Some of you asked, why don't they just release it to DVD and let just people see the DVD? Theaters who want to show the film are reportedly contacting Sony representatives directly and scheduling the bookings, so the number of theaters deciding to show the film is going to increase in the next few hours and days. They are all excited because, I mean, remember, they put a lot of money into this. I don't know how many millions of dollars. It's a comedy starring Seth Rogen and James Franco. It's the assassination of Kim Jong-un. And it sparked a hacking group identified themselves as Guardians of Peace. But then what happened, which was kind of interesting, is North Korea lost their internet a couple times. All right. And I guess they only have one internet source or service. They say North Korea's internet service was out for 10 hours earlier in the week. Then it got back up so everybody could kind of talk to, you know, people in North Korea. And then, and I guess it went out again on Tuesday for a half hour. And I guess they've been having connectivity problems. I'm surprised that they only have one, I guess, artery or, you know, one source, one connection. So anyway, now tensions are growing. Okay. You know, my husband did that to me. He wanted to get me mad one day. So one day what he did is he disrupted our service, and I was completely leveled. You know, I mean, I couldn't get any ammunition, you know, to yell at him. I couldn't post stuff on Facebook about how mad I was. I could do nothing. So if you, you know, if you want to ever take down a country, you take down their internet. I mean, and probably their texting service, because then Kim Jong-un can't, you know, text to his, captains and generals. Oh, you know what? Let's get U.S. back. I mean, they'd have to probably do, like, you know, telegraph or something like that. So anyway, I think what we should learn from this whole Sony thing is not make movies about, you know, killing foreign leaders, because you'll get in the public eye, all right, and then everybody will be talking about the movie. Now everybody wants to see the movie. I mean, I want to see the movie. I thought it was interesting. But now I really want to see it. But also because I see who's in it, I see some of the stars. And so, I mean, it looks like it's going to be entertaining. So now I want to see it because, you know, I'm in the media and I want to know what all the hullabaloo is about. But, you know, they really got the attention that I think they were kind of hoping for, with the exception of the whole email hacking. But I think what we've learned is with the internet hacking and the email release and all that, is how vulnerable we are. This cyber vandalism and cyber threats and cyber terrorism is a real scary thing, okay? You know, if I was the president of the United States, I would hopefully be smart enough to not write emails to, you know, staff about how I really, really felt about other leaders, even though I think we've heard how President Obama feels about certain leaders, right, like Netanyahu, et cetera, which was a cluster. He really should have kind of had a objective look about him, a neutral look, which he didn't. That, you know, that's neither here nor there. But what if somebody could get President Obama's emails prior to being president as community leader of Barack Obama? Right? What if there's an email to his wife going, man, we are going to nail this thing. We are going to be president, babe. Oh, man, I can't wait because blah, blah, blah. And what if something like that is accessed? Just because you delete something from your inbox, does it mean, and then you recycle it, right? Because you delete twice, right? Okay, just because you do that, there's still some storage, some fingerprint of that. Okay, I think the U.S. and I think our politicians are sweating because everybody has an email that nobody wants anybody to see. And somebody probably has that. They think that Sony was hacked a long time ago. They think right now somebody's just watching what's, you know, going on with the CIA and Senate, which means we as a country, if we want to protect ourselves, we have to have nothing on the internet. Nothing. Through email. Nothing on paper. Remember in the olden days, you're like, well, don't write that down. Don't put that on paper because somebody could find it. Okay, so everything had to be written. You had to use phones that couldn't be traced, etc. We're going to go back to that, where the way we talk to each other or the way we plan, if we don't want another marketing agency to hear what we're doing, nothing is going to be on email. And I can't stand the fact that I will go on some sites and you will see other people's emails just strewn out there for other people to see. It's such an invasion of privacy. But then again, on the other hand, I think all of us need to know that nothing is private. So don't be a jerk. Don't be having nude pictures of yourself on your phone or on your iCloud or on your internet. Nothing is private. So what you're going to have is two personalities. You're going to have the face-to-face personality, notwithstanding somebody videotaping you or secretly audio taping you. But anyway, you'll have the person-to-person personality, and then you will have your email personality. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALY. Wait a second here. I am seeing something called snowball soup. Isn't snowball soup water? Apparently, Santa Claus, okay, is going to have something called snowball soup. It is a chicken soup. Wait a second. Nah. Okay, you can't be calling it snowball soup chicken. Kind of looks like some matzo ball soup. Wait. Santa's stealing that from the Jews. Come on, Santa. That's not fair. I want snowball with, like, coconut and sugar. I think snowball soup should be sugary. Anyway, his recipe for snowball chicken soup is supposed to be a warm and satisfying meal. He has agreed to take some time away from checking his list twice to cook up some magic. All right? I guess this is, he's not working at a toy shop. He's working in a kitchen. And I guess, I don't know where you're going to be able to get the snowball soup. Huh. Has carrots, celery, chicken stock, pepper, chicken pieces, baking mix, and milk. Milk? You add milk to soup? Oh, probably because you want to make it creamy. See, I don't like creamy soups. I like watery soups. I don't like creamy soups. You know, a couple years ago, they talked about how Santa Claus should not represent Santa. Santa should not be overweight. Santa should not be drinking eggnog. Santa should not be flying with reindeer in the sky like he's on LSD. I disagree with that. Let Santa be Santa. Let Santa have a tummy. Let Santa be jolly. And if he needs some spirits, let him be Santa. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Who says you have to be a singer to be on the radio? You don't have to be a singer, right? You just have to You have to talk. Okay? All right. Oh, this is interesting. Neil writes, some Christians fast 1 or 2 days a week. I heard this slows your metabolism. Oh, we were talking about religious people versus atheists and weight loss. If you do fasts, it does slow the metabolism. Neil, you're 100% correct, because your body doesn't know. It doesn't have that predictability of when you're eating. And so if it thinks you're not going to eat, yeah, you may lose weight temporarily a little bit, but then your metabolism slows, absolutely. Which is why we never tell you to go on crash diets, or we never tell people to, you know, stop eating altogether, or, you know, go down to really, really low calories, because when your body starts to figure out, okay, wait a second here, we need to protect this person, then you end up holding on to your calories. So absolutely, very good. Good question. Thank you, Neil. Neil's one of my longtime listeners. Neil rocks. Merry Christmas, Neil. All right. This is an interesting study that came out. They say heart patients are more likely to survive. This is interesting. If they are admitted to the hospital when their cardiologists are not around. That's very interesting. All right. Maybe it has to do with, you know, there's less invasive treatments going on. This is a new study. And they say patients with high-risk heart conditions are more likely to survive if they're admitted to the hospital during national cardiology meetings when the cardiologists aren't around. Researchers found that 60% of patients with cardiac arrest who were admitted to a teaching hospital when the cardiologists were at scientific meetings died within 30 days, compared to 70% of patients who were brought in at other times. And they said certain intensive procedures were performed less often on the high-risk patients during meeting dates, but it didn't hurt their odds of surviving. This was a study by Dr. Anupam Jena, Harvard Medical School in the U.S., said it's a tremendous reduction in mortality, better than most of the medical interventions that exist to treat these conditions. So I guess that's kind of confusing. So what, you tell the cardiologist to leave town? That doesn't make any sense. They say the doctors who don't attend the meetings are less inclined to try the most invasive treatments, and that a less intensive approach may be better for the sickest patient. I have to be honest. I don't think any of the codes I had to do in school, if I remember the ones that I had to call, call to, you know, guys, we have a code, help me. I mean, thank God for the nurses. I don't remember someone dying. I remember in the ER, all right, and I had to come in and help work on it. And I'm wondering if because me as a little, you know, medical student, you know, I mean, I think I was just so, you know, I don't know what it was. Maybe you're scared to death, and maybe you're asking the nurses. Maybe it's because the medical students rely on the nurses, and the nurses are the ones saving lives. Maybe it's that's going on. I don't know. But that's interesting. All right. Do I go to the cardiology meetings? No, I don't. I go to the family medicine meetings. The family medicine meetings are way more fun than the cardiologists, because us family docs are cool. You know, we're like, hey, Bob, hey, Donnie, what's up? I know what's up. You know, when you go to a cardiology meeting, I went to an internist meeting, and internists are nice, but it was very quiet. At the internal medicine conference, it was like, I was like, come on, guys, what's up? And it's just quiet. I'm like, come on, guys. Shh. I'm trying to listen. Who are you? Are you a nurse? No, I'm Dr. Dolly. I'm just here. Come on, guys. You know, you guys want to play some cards? Shh. I'm trying to listen. To listen to what? This guy's boring. It's a conference. Okay? It's a conference on the genetic variants of cystic fibrosis. Well, I know that, but I mean, how many cystic fibrosis patients really have? Come on, play some cards with me. Shh. Gosh, man. That's what an internal medicine conference is like. Family doctor. It's like, oh, dude, man, you got to check this out. Look at this. Look at this picture. This is what I was doing when I was snowboarding. Oh, man, that's cool. And then the instructor is telling us, shh, who's making noise back there? Sorry, sir. So the family doc conferences are way more fun. Yeah, that's why you guys get all the information that I give you on the show. It's because I don't pay attention to at the medical conferences. The researchers compared patients treated at a teaching and non-teaching hospitals during an American Heart Association and American College of Cardiology meetings and on match dates immediately surrounding those meetings. The study looked at death rates of high-risk and low-risk patients with heart failure, heart attack, and cardiac arrest. Death rates for cardiac arrest went down from 70% on the non-meeting and 60% on meeting days. Rates for the sickest heart patients went down. It was 25% on the non-meeting days, but 18% when the meetings were taking place. All right? But heart attack, if you're going to have a heart attack, you're going to die, you know, anyway. So, I mean, not always. Not all heart attacks die, but in terms of whether the doctor's in town or not. So, I don't know. Now, they say the number of heart doctors that actually attend the national meetings is a fraction of the 30,000 cardiologists nationwide. There are 30,000 cardiologists out there. Is that cool? I don't know where the majority of them are. They're probably in New York and L.A. That's what I would think. Yeah. So the American Heart Association had said that the group does not recommend any changes in treatment based on the study. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to call up your cardiologist and go, look, are you going to, you know, out of town for Christmas and New Year's? Yes, I am. Good. You know, no. You want to think, you want to let your cardiologist know that you like them. Now, red wine has gotten some good news. They say it activates, it can help with stress. And it could be, it's another study talking about how red wine and the resveratrol that's in red wine and grapes has been linked to more health benefits. Scientists at Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla think the compound will simulate a stress response to a gene, and that will turn around and activate a number of other genes that then protect the body. So if you want to protect your body, you drink some red wine, according to this study. And it's all because of the resveratrol. This was, I guess, researchers found back in May that people who had a diet rich in resveratrol were at no lower risk of cardiovascular disease or cancer. And they have other researchers going, wait a second. Okay, I think we could show that this helps. Keep in mind, for the amount of resveratrol you need, it's a lot more than what you could drink in wine. But apparently what they found is resveratrol binds to the TYRRS enzyme. And there are the synthetases, the enzymes that kind of help translate genetic material when the protein synthesis is happening. And they found that it binds to an amino acid called tyrosine, hence the TYR. Then it would link up to encoding the genetic material. And then I guess when a cell nucleus was under stressful conditions, it found it to activate and do all this really cool stuff. So let me get a little bit technical here. They say once it was in the nucleus, the researchers found that the TYRRS resveratrol combo switched on the gene called the PARP1. I hope you all are writing this down because you guys are going to be getting a pop quiz next week. And this PARP1 knows to play a role in stress response and DNA repair. And it has an influence on aging. Plus, it also switched on a number of other genes like the FOXO3A and the SIRT6. I know. Remember the FOXO3A? That's associated with longevity and a tumor suppressor gene, P53. Okay, so what does that mean? I don't know. All right? I don't know if it means a couple of glasses of wine help. I don't know if it'll even, you know, but, you know, it's nice to know that when we enjoy the holiday season, if we are imbibing something that we probably are told by our doctor not to, it's nice to know it wasn't a complete cluster. Maybe you did get some healthy effects. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Speaking of cluster, the U.S. now, they say, has signed up 6.4 million people for Obamacare next year. 6.4 million people have enrolled. 1.9 million are new customers, about 700,000 more than the week before. So, of course, Obama administration's goal is to get 9.1 million customers. All right, good luck, guys. That's the only way it'll get paid for. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church. Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are.
But what you may not realize
is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.